News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Friday afternoon, 4:35 p.m., some of you guys have your car keys in the hand and you're ready to head out for a great weekend, and I hope it is a great weekend for you. Beautiful fall weather on tap. And listen, by the way, you may be thinking about what you're going to do for dinner or maybe a Saturday morning breakfast. I want to advise Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations at Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, has an amazing menu. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Although I did promise Travis at Just Love Coffee Cafe that I'd remind you that for the next few days, just a little bit longer, they're going through some changes over there at the location on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So just for that reason alone, dinner is off tap there at that location while they finish up their changes. But I think you're going to enjoy being back there real soon. But nonetheless, breakfast Saturday morning, how cool is that? Get you a womlet, that's right, like an omelet with hash browns in it in between waffled bread. I'm just saying, I had that. It's awesome. All the best coffees in the world. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You got to check it out at Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, if you want to call in right now, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. I got Mark from Athens on line four. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I am absolutely outstanding, and I am so excited. Senator Williams, I want to say with a huge thank you for getting Dr. Vaughn on here and having him speak. And having him also mention Dr. Peter McCullough. I have been trying for at least 2 months with other hosts to get them to look at this man, Dr. Peter McCullough, and Dr. Vaughn, because I've been following Dr. Peter McCullough's protocol on pre- and post-COVID prevention. And I tell you what, it has changed my physical body completely. My wow. immune system is so strong now, I don't think anything could penetrate it.
Wow.
And it is something that is to be looked at and something that is factual. And I'm so glad that you finally brought this man on, and I'm so excited about this seminar. I'm going to be going because I really want to sit and listen to Dr. McCullough. My son got me involved in Dr. McCullough about 8 months ago. Because he worked at, my son used to work for 15 years. He worked at Baylor Scott & White in Dallas, Texas, right alongside where Dr. Peter McCullough worked.
How about that?
And he got me involved in it. Well, my son has left Scott & White prior to the Texas governor coming out and saying no vaccine mandates, because Baylor Scott & White had him, and he didn't want to do it and take the vaccine. And so he quit his job. And now they won't let him come back, but he's doing a lot better now doing a traveling CNRA. So he's making wow. great money doing that.
Yeah, I've heard they do. Well, Mark, hey, thanks, yeah. man. I appreciate that. Yeah, Dr. Vaughn has been on the show. This is the second time he's been on now. He was on early October, and now just about a month later, he's on with us again. And I think what's happening is his message is resonating. People are realizing that just because an insurance provider, or for that matter, a president of the United States says something, does not mean it is medically the only option or the way you should go. And I certainly appreciate Dr. Vaughn having that well-reasoned approach to being a medical practitioner and just saying there's more to it. There's a buffet of options that I could be applying if y'all would quit getting in my way. And so, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. But you have a great weekend, man. Glad you're in the audience. All right. Well, listen, if you want to call in and chime in on that kind of stuff, 866-494-9866. What else is on your mind? We've talked about a lot of things today. I mean, we are covering down on some stories. Breaking news a moment ago on Fox. You know, I told you earlier in the show about the fact that Black Lives Matter threatened the new incoming mayor of New York City, telling him that there was going to be blood in the streets, or bloodshed, I think is what they said. There will be bloodshed if he tries to reinstitute policing on the scale that used to be in place before de Blasio became mayor. De Blasio has wrecked the NYPD. New York is no longer as safe as it was. I mean, for years, going to New York was a bucket list item for Charlene and I. And literally, she had been there once just with, you know, all the sister-in-laws went on a trip together to New York City. Some years back, had an amazing time, and went to a place some of y'all have probably been to before called Tavern on the Green. Tavern on the Green is this kind of cool restaurant in, not kind of cool, way cool restaurant in Central Park. And so she loved it so much that I thought, okay, I got to take her back there. Well, it was years before we could. So just, I would say, probably 3 years ago, we finally hit that bucket list item and made our trip to New York City. And just in that time, just since then, we've seen pretty much a degrading of New York to the point that it's like a different place now. It's almost returning back to the days before Giuliani became mayor, where Times Square was off limits. Now, it's not that bad, but it's a lot worse than it was just 3 years ago when we went. And so I'm really glad to see this new mayor. He's a Democrat. I don't know much about his policies overall. I am hopeful that what I'm hearing today is going to be the truth, because my point in all of this, my ramblings about the bucket list, were that just during the last break, there was a press conference in which the mayor-elect responded forcefully to the threats by Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter threatening that there will be bloodshed if he goes into policing the streets. And he said, there will be no rioting, there will be no burning, there will be no arson in his city. I'm loving it. And I am pretty sure the NYPD is loving it. What else we got in the news? We got all kinds of things. I'll surf. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. Get on that phone, call and tell me what's on your mind. We also talked about these vaccine exemptions. We talked about the lawsuit against United Launch Alliance. We talked with my buddy Matt Clark at the Center for Law and Liberty. We've also got other things just in the news right now. This came out just a little while ago. Breitbart News is reporting more Americans are quitting their jobs than ever. They're quitting their jobs at a record pace. Well, why do you think that is? I would suspect that a lot of these people leaving their jobs are avoiding the vaccine mandates. So right now, reporting out today, this afternoon, the Labor Department said Friday that 4.4 million people quit their jobs just in the past month. That's about 3% of the nation's workforce. That's up from 4.43 million the month before. So here we are with a number of, we have over 10 million job openings around the nation, and yet we had 4.4 million people quit their jobs in the last month. That's considered to be a historic level of turmoil in the job market, and that's a difficult indicator. We'll see how this pans out. I got a caller online too. Let me run grab that here. Scott from Huntsville. Hey, Scott. Phil Williams. How are you today?
I'm well, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So I'm a Boeing employee, and I did apply for the religious exemption. And they received more than 11,000 applications for exemption. Now, I don't know if that's just religious or if it's religious and medical together, but, you know, that's almost 10% of their workforce.
Wow.
They're working through them, you know, but my case number is 6292. That means I've got 6,291 people ahead of me.
Good Lord.
Some have been approved, from what I understand, and some have not been approved. So I don't know what they're opening themselves up to.
I don't either.
An update.
Are you sensing a trend at all in the way they're handling these things, Scott?
I'm not. I haven't been able to talk to enough people to find out. Everybody, you know, my circle of friends that have applied haven't heard anything. Our cases are still open, but some of my customers in other states. You know, I haven't heard from them either. You know, they've got us segregated and we can't communicate real well.
But you are an Alabama-based employee, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and my understanding of the state law that was just passed, that the medical exemption form is for Alabama employees, period, regardless of whether your corporation is an out-of-state corporation. So it creates what the law calls a presumption in favor of the employee. So hopefully Boeing is paying attention to the new state law.
Yeah, they did move the date out. Their early requirement was December 5th, like everybody else's, or December 8th, and now they've moved it out to January 4th. And they have a clause that says they are looking at state laws. So I think, I've talked to several managers, and they are in, you know, other meetings that I'm not privileged to, and they seem to feel like that Boeing would like to keep as many employees as they possibly can.
I would think so. I mean, this is when you got 10% when you got 10% of your workforce asking for an exemption. That's 10% you would have to fire if you don't grant the exemption. So that's amazing. Of course, there's also lawsuits going on right now, Scott, and I know you're aware that they could wind up seeing all this at least be enjoined, if not go away altogether. So still more to come on that, I guess.
Yeah. So Boeing is also involved in a lot of missile defense. So there is the national security issue. If you lose,
right,
you know, a certain number of national security people, that's a problem.
Well, it is. And, you know, not the least of which is the problem that individuals are going to have losing their jobs right at the holidays. And that's something else we don't want to see have to happen.
Yep. Phil, I appreciate what you do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you calling in, man. You have a great weekend. All right. Well, Copper, take us to the short break. Let's go get that done. We'll come back and wrap up our day, wrap up our week. It's been some more kind of a full week, folks. But it's an honor to be here with you, walking through this stuff. Man, I'm just telling you, like Charlene says, there's more of us than there are of them. We're going to get her done. You hang in there, Right Side Ruffians. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, real quick before I go back to the phones, let me just tell you real quick about Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is one of my favorite places. In North Alabama, it's like an oasis, all right? It's been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. It is so cool that Donald Trump Jr. came there and stayed not long ago to stay overnight and have a hunt and enjoy the chefs cooking there. I'm telling you, if you want to hunt pheasant or quail, it's a wing shooting destination. It's one of the best in the Southeast United States. But it's also a place where you can have corporate retreats, a wedding venue, just a day to yourself. Consider it. Check out their website. You'll see why it's so cool. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. That's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Hey, line three, Sammy from Huntsville's been holding on for a while through the break. Sammy, thanks for hanging on. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about the mandates and stuff. And so let's say, for instance, a big corporation, of course, wants to mandate and you file an exemption or just don't want the shot. In court, does it ever hold up if, like, can you hold executives responsible for that kind of stuff, or does it stop with the company? Like, if you tell your CEO, boss, you know, director, any of these people, hey, I don't want to get the shot, but you're forcing me, do they ever win a case like that in court where they're held responsible? Or,
well, yeah, so let me jump on that for a second. So yeah, I am an attorney, and I gotta say, you know, right up front that I'm not per se your attorney, but I can just tell you what I understand legally about this. The answer to your question is very likely no. Now the true answer is it depends, because there could be circumstances when you could sue the individual. You would have to do what's called piercing the corporate veil very often. You would have to show that the person was really acting outside the line and scope of their employment or with the company, that they were taking some kind of arbitrary or punitive action against you out of a personal vendetta, or that this that the corporation was just a shield for their personal actions. And so all that to say, it's possible, but very likely no, because if they were acting in their official capacity as an executive of a corporation making an HR decision, then you're very likely going to wind up suing the organization as opposed to the individual. Does that answer your question, Sammy?
Yes, sir. Thank you very
much.
All
right, man. That's a great question. Thanks for calling in. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Hey, listen, we're gonna kind of wrap up some of that news. I got to go to a story, though, on a much lighter note. So a few years ago, I had the unique position of having one of those viral moments. I talked about it once before. Total change of subject here, folks. Stay with me. I'm ending the week on a kind of an interesting note here. But a few years ago, In-N-Out Burger, a company that is based out of California, and they're family-owned, and they're a Christian-owned company, and they have amazing hamburgers and fries, from what I understand, and they're typically only going to be out west, like in California, Arizona, Nevada. They stay out there. They use all fresh ingredients. They don't like to have their supply chains be across the nation. But they're, like, revered out there. Well, they were getting dinged hard by liberals in California a few years ago. And so I had this moment where I just sent out this thing as a state senator, and I said, hey, In-N-Out Burger, come to Alabama. And I had this kind of little invitation on Twitter. It went viral. Next thing I know, I'm talking to people in California. Fox News has got me on Fox and Friends in the morning with Brian Kilmeade, and it just kind of had this moment there. It was pretty cool. Well, just not long ago, In-N-Out Burger is getting dinged again. And it's because they don't want to be the vaccine police in San Francisco, one of the most punitive places in the nation. Well, they are now having their California Bay Area restaurants shut down because they don't want to have to enforce state vaccine mandates by checking vaccine passports and all that kind of stuff. So here I've been saying for years, hey, I even reissued my invitation again a few weeks ago. I said, come on to Alabama. Dadgummit, if there's not a story out today, I'm sitting here looking at one on the Post-Millennial, and it says that the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has recently entered into very productive conversations with the owners of In-N-Out Burger. Well, dadgummit, I've been inviting them to come to Alabama now for years, but if they'll move to Florida, I feel certain that we can get one, and I'll be looking for one in North Alabama. I'm just saying, In-N-Out Burger, listen, I asked first. Come on to Alabama, and we'll see how that goes. That's just part of, to me, that's one of the just epically bad decisions that you're seeing come out of liberal COVID world. You know what? You can treat an illness without crushing your society. You can have a vaccine without mandating it to lose jobs. You can do all these things and still be responsible. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing right now. Hey, In-N-Out Burger, come to Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. You guys have an amazing weekend. Copper and I'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up to share his insights with you. Talk to you soon.